The wrinkles above Cratheus's brow dropped into a wedge of confusion, and even Marvid did not understand the reference. Hoping for some insight, he accessed the last few seconds of his video archive, which was being constantly recorded by the vidcam in his power body's breastplate. Calrissian's face appeared in his mind, transmitted directly from his power body. Marvid replayed the vid slowly, trying to identify the emotion that he had seen flashing across the industrialist's face. He soon found what he was looking for. A micro-expression that came and went in a millisecond. The tip of a tongue darting between the lips, the eyes growing round and wide. Fear. For just an instant, Calrissian had taken Cratheus's remark about spending time with Tendra and Lando Jr. as a threat to their safety, and that had worried him. When neither Marvid nor his brother spoke, Calrissian filled the silence.
"Chance is what we actually call Lando Jr.," he said. "If your researchers were any good, that would have been in their report."
"Our apologies,"
Cratheus said, his voice growing ominous.
"We'll do better next time."
"Assuming there needs to be a next time,"
Marvid said, deciding to press the target on the one weakness Calrissian had exhibited so far, his concern for his family. Marvid had his power body transmit a string of numbers to the datapad resting in front of Calrissian.
"You need to be with your family, Calrissian. Believe me, it would be better for everyone if you accepted our offer and let us take over your Chelune holdings."
Marvid pointed at the datapad. A flash of defiance lit Calrissian's brown eyes, but his gaze dropped to the screen anyway. His brow rose in shock.
"That's a bit more than I expected," he admitted.
"It's for all of your Chelune holdings," Cratheus said. "All you need to do is accept, and the credits will transfer to an account of your choice."
Calrissian's gaze remained on the datapad.
"I didn't realize you were in a position to offer that much," he said. "Especially in an immediate transfer."
"There are a great many things you don't know about us, Chairman,"
Cratheus said.
"That is how we prefer it."
Calrissian nodded, silently acknowledging that their unannounced arrival and request for an urgent meeting had left him little time to investigate them. Not that he would have discovered much. The Krefs had learned how to manage information as mere younglings, from a mother who had earned her livelihood brokering information on the black market. Now her sons could work behind the scenes better than anyone in the galaxy, with the possible exception of the Sith, of course. Even Marvid and Cratheus had failed to anticipate the brief Sith takeover of the Galactic Alliance government the year before. The mistake had cost them close to 3 trillion credits in lost opportunities.
"Lesson learned,"
Marvid thought. Finally, Calrissian pushed the datapad in front of Yuss. She studied it for a moment, then said,
"That's a nice offer, Lando."
There was just enough reluctance in her voice to make her disappointment sound sincere.
"No one would blame you for taking it."
"No?"